Connecticut State Senator Tony Harp, who won the Democratic primary for mayor of New Haven in September, faced one of her primary opponents again in a raucous public debate at Gateway Community College last night. The opponent, New Haven Alderman Justin Elliker, is now running for mayor as an independent. One of the most contentious issues in the campaign is the long-standing tax liability of Harp's late husband's real estate business that's now run by her son. Elliker accused Harp of voting for a tax amnesty program in the state legislature to help the business.
Your family is the biggest tax scofflaw in the state. Why didn't you abstain from that vote? Because you had a personal interest
in it?
Please
let him finish.
And will you and your family pledge to pay the full amount and not participate in this program, the full amount of what is owed to the state of Connecticut?
Harp defended her vote.
That is a very complicated tax issue. My son is running it. He is in the process of negotiating and really not using the tax amnesty program.
The candidates traded barbs on other issues, including who would best be able to fix the city's finances. However, they did agree on the effectiveness of a program aimed at reducing gun violence in the city by focusing on young men involved in gangs. The candidates will meet again for a final debate on WTNH-TV 2 days before the November 5th election.